Now, will you notice? I'm going to read now verse 28. When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. My, that was on the heart of the great apostle Paul. And notice the zeal that he had. He had a zeal in taking the gift to Jerusalem. And that, of course, placed him in the hands of his enemies who had him arrested. And he wasn't out of the will of God during that time. I disagree with some of my brethren here. I think Paul was absolutely in the will of God when he went up to Jerusalem. Now, we saw that when we were in the book of Acts. And he says here that he wanted to seal to them this fruit. Now, that is an awkward phrase for us. And it could mean no more than he wanted a receipt for the offering. He secured to them the gift. It probably means, however, that he wanted the Jerusalem church to see some fruits of their missionary efforts. And I personally believe that if you're going to give to anything, you ought to know what it's giving. I don't want to get on this subject of Christian giving today, but I think that's another area in which there is grave danger. I do not think you ought to give to anything unless two things about it. You ought to know what it's doing, and you ought to be dead sure that it's getting out the Word of God, and that Word of God is being effective in hearts and lives. I don't think, Christian friend, you have any right to give to a work because somebody's made some emotional and sentimental appeal to you and showed you some pictures of little orphans and said, my, you ought to give. How much goes for overhead? How much really gets out to the orphans? Do you really know where your giving is going? Is it getting the Word of God out? Well, I listened to a program when I was back east, a local program. And the best I could tell, the fellow never gave people anything. He's just asking them to give for something else. And it just looked to me like what he was doing was saying, send in money to continue me on the air so that tomorrow I'll be able to get back on the radio and ask you again for the next day. May I say to you, I feel that we ought to be sure what our giving is. And what he's doing here is he's saying, I want to take the gift of these Gentile believers to Jerusalem to let the Jerusalem church know that there's fruit out yonder on the field. That the Word of God is going out, and it is being effective, and that it has a very practical bearing, too, that it's helping the poor saints in Jerusalem. And then another thing, Paul says, after all, I wasted the church, and I want to take it myself. I think he's in the will of God when he went to Jerusalem. Well, before I leave 28, let me come back there, because I got off on this matter of giving today, and that's one of my hang-ups, I guess, where I go off. Now, verse 28. When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. Now, did Paul go to Spain? How could he say here, I'm coming by you to Spain, and then didn't go to Spain, yet later on would be able to say, I finished my course? I don't think so.